Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, we have so many people on the golf course today, and we have tee times available if you'd like to get out. For instance, the Jack and Jill gang and the Bird Watchers are playing on the Volcano Golf Club course. 848, 916, 1030, still open. On Kauai, we've got a movie location scouting party. We don't know what the movie is, nothing like that, but we know that there's a movie location scouting party. They're playing golf. Poipu, 10:20, 11 o'clock, 11:30, and then there are the bean counters on the Kauai Lagoons course. There's a 9 o'clock and a 10:08 if you'd like to go. Pearl Country Club has an 8:32 and a 9:18 and a 10:10. Hawaii Kai has an 8:36 and a 10:20. And at Turtle Bay, there's a 8:40, a 9:50, and a 10:30, and the Sand Fleas are playing. I guess that's why they get in bunkers often or something, the Sand Fleas. Then we've got the Lost Boys. They're playing, plus there's a couple of tee times at Royal Hawaiian that you might like to take advantage of. 8:52, 9:28, 10:38. The Swamp Kings. Swamp Kings. Yep, Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:48, 9:26 open. And at Bayview, there's an 8:50 and a 9:40 and a 10:30. And at Hawaii Prince, there's an 8:30 and a 9:30. You could get out, have a great time on the course, and then still have the afternoon. Wailea Gold Course, 8:40, 9:20, 10 o'clock. Emerald Course, 8:36, 9:50, 10:20. Blue Course, 8:50, 9:10, 11:50. Women Mean Business. They're out on the blue course. And yes, we've got at Kapalua, we have an 8:56 and a 9:12. And I believe the men's club is out. And we also have the Richmond Clinic. They're out. If you'd like to play the Bay course, 8:32, 10:10, they're open. All right, so we've got this fabulous, fabulous show for you. But I need to tell you that it's going to be sunny today. Isolated showers in the morning, high about 84. Easterlies 10 to 15 miles per hour, and a chance of rain 20%. We'll be back with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, member, Golf Writers Association of America, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. He's a golf writer. He writes for Sports Illustrated and previously worked at ESPN and the Tampa Bay Times. His exposure to golf began as a caddy in the Chicago suburbs, where he earned an Evans Scholarship and attended Indiana University. His books, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, and Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. It's about their squabbles, their duels, their softening toward each other, their excellence, and their disappointments. And I love this, Bob. Advice to sports media students: be versatile. Learn to do everything. Read as much as possible. Write as much as possible, whether it's short, long, fast, or slow. Get comfortable doing video, learning how to talk on the air, figuring how to do all that by yourself if necessary. Above all, be a reporter first. Always ask one more question. Bob, welcome into the clubhouse. Bob?
I'm trying to get my experience right now talking on the air. So here we are. Thanks for having me.
I thought my introduction bored you so much that you left. I'm so glad you're here.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Before we go to this week, can we talk a little bit about last week at the Players?
Yeah, sure. Certainly.
Excellent. I was, frankly, quite happy to see Rory McIlroy win. You know, J.J. Spawn, great guy. But I'm a little confused about one part, not him winning, Rory McIlroy winning. J.J. Spawn, his lie, when he walked up to the ball, he saw that it was a sprinkler head. It was on a sprinkler head. So this is where I get confused. He took relief, but he purposefully dropped his ball on another sprinkler head within the club length and got relief again, and this time in the fairway. Now, why can you, you know, purposely drop your ball in a place where you get to have relief again? That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I guess the way I would answer that is that, you know, so many of golf's rules seem to be unfair. You know, like when you commit a rules infraction that just seems kind of, you know, like really like you weren't trying to get any benefit. It was a simple mistake. If you hit the wrong ball in the fairway.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Two shots.
Yeah.
You know, like, why can't you just go back and hit your own ball again? Nope, it's a two-shot penalty. It's severe, right?
Yes.
So, but in this case, what I'll give him credit for is knowing the rules and taking advantage of them.
Okay.
Now, should they maybe change the rule? Possibly. But, I mean, the bottom line is you get relief from a sprinkler head.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just so happened there was another one right there, and he realized that if he's in that vicinity, he's going to still be standing on a sprinkler head or his ball's going to be on one. So, you know, now, is there a rule or should there be a rule that if you're in the rough, you shouldn't be able to drop out of the rough? Maybe, you know, but apparently that's not covered. So, you know, that was on the ninth hole last Sunday. And, you know, instead of having maybe a tougher wedge shot out of the rough, he had one out of the fairway that he knocked pretty close and made birdie.
Yeah.
So it's pretty big, pretty important, you know, part of the tournament right there. So and it has. It's gotten some run. I mean, golf's rules are, you know, they're tricky. And yet I guess the way I look at this is so many of them seem to hurt. I was sort of almost glad to see a guy take advantage of them where it could help.
OK. Yeah. That's a really good point. Plus, I didn't know that the sprinkler head was that close, you know, so you just made me feel a little bit more comfortable with the whole thing. It just seemed weird that I could put my ball in a place where I'd have to say, oh, dear, I need to move that again. Yeah. But it's good to know.
Right.
Yeah. It's good to know all this stuff. Okay. So you're on the road and you're watching all these guys, Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland and all of these fellas trying to get to the top of the world. And I mean, you know, Rory McIlroy won $4.5 million. J.J. Spawn, the runner-up, got $2,725,000. Tom Hoagie, Akshay Bhatia, Lucas Glover, 10 under, $1,325,000. This is a lot of money for sponsors to pay, because isn't it the sponsors that are covering this?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Players' Championship is a $25 million tournament. It actually has presenting sponsors and not a title sponsor. And so, you know, the tour, I believe, has three presenting sponsors that they're leaning on pretty heavily to cover all that. You know, so this is where we are in the game right now. You've got some pretty big purses that the tour is trying to cover. You know, they've upped it. Obviously, the signature events, including, you know, the one in Hawaii, $20 million, you know, a couple of years ago, that was 12, and it's gone from 12 to 20 in like 2 years. So, like, you know, so Century, in theory, is on the hook for a big chunk of that. And at some point, the titles, these corporations are saying, was it worth it for us to spend another $8 million or whatever? They might not have spent that, but whatever the number is, it's a lot. Because we were going to get these guys anyway, you know, and this is where we are in the game right now. Like, I was one who 4 or 5 years ago, when all this stuff started, was sort of the mind that you know, the star players in golf probably were not compensated properly for their abilities on the course. I'm not talking about endorsements and stuff. It's, you know, that's a whole nother game. It's more that, you know, I like to compare it to Steph Curry in basketball, who makes about $50 million a year, whether he scores 50 points a night or five, right? Whereas people are paying for TV rights and buying tickets in luxury suites because of Steph Curry. Whereas in golf, people are paying for tickets and TV rights because of, say, Bryson DeChambeau or Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods, and yet, if those guys show up and don't perform, they get zero.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there needed to be some correction there, but unfortunately, you know, the way it's gone is now you've probably gone a little too far the other way. Like, it's hard to pay some of these bills, I think. The tour is doing a good job of re-signing sponsors and kind of redoing its model. But again, we're talking about a niche sport that, and frankly, you know, it's probably another subject that, when people talk about why can't the PGA Tour and LIV exist separately, it's because it's already a niche sport. And now you're asking people to divide their loyalties again. There's a reason there's not two NFLs. You know, we want all of the best players in the same league. Don't you think pro football is popular enough that there could be another NFL? Probably. What purpose would that serve? You know, we want to see Patrick Mahomes have a chance to play on the same field as Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You know, whereas right now we don't get to see Bryson DeChambeau on the same golf course with Rory McIlroy, unless it's a major, and the majors are outside of the purview of the tours. So that's a big part of, like, why this becomes such a big deal right now.
Yeah, and plus, part of the reason why they had to up the money for the PGA Tour is because LIV has, like, you know, buckets of money that's just sitting around, I don't know where, you know?
Yeah.
they're not worried about how much
it costs. Well, it's not. Look, you know, that's right, and that's one of the things I say all the time. I mean, what they are doing is not commercially viable. It's not paying for itself. In the real world, where it has to pay for itself, that is not happening. Now, at some point, maybe they would want it to, but, you know, they have $25 million purses every single week. And unless we're talking about their event in Australia, there's probably not another one that returns $25 million in revenue. So, and you know they're spending a lot more than just the purse.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot more that goes into a golf tournament, the TV production, the build out, you know, getting their people there. It's expensive. You know, whereas on the PGA Tour, the regular event schedule, the signature event schedule, basically all of that is covered. You know, they have in Hawaii, the two groups that run those tournaments, they're local 501c3s that state, nonprofits that they spend the money to put on the event and sell sponsorships and tickets to cover it. The tour doesn't do that. It's an unbelievable model. The tour is responsible for the purse, and it gets the purse through TV rights and sponsorship fees, and then it builds in more to keep for itself so it can operate their big building in Ponte Vedra and pay all those big salaries at the tour, you know. And whereas LIV has all that too, you know, obviously on a smaller scale, but isn't coming close to matching it in terms of the revenue that they bring in, because they have a sovereign wealth fund that's covering the cost.
Yeah.
At some point, maybe they're going to want that to happen, but if you're trying to make that an economically viable operation, some things are going to have to change.
Yeah. The question is how, you know? And it's interesting. Tiger Woods doesn't talk about how he's doing You know, but we're hearing more about Tiger Woods and his physical condition, how he's recovering from yet another injury from other people, yes, albeit, but we never hear what's going on behind the scenes. I suppose we're not supposed to know, but we don't hear the progress, I guess, the progress that's being made, if any at all. And it's so closeted. It becomes a turnoff.
Welcome to my world for the last, whatever, two decades, trying to figure out what's going on with Tiger and you know, like, go all the way back, 2008, the first time he had the major knee surgery, you know, and he was out for 6 months. I mean, we didn't hear a whole lot, you know, in that amount of time. There was, you know, not too much in the way of credible information coming out. And, of course, over the years, there's been so much since. Now he's got a pretty serious injury, right, an Achilles that he had to have surgery on. You know, by all indications, that's a several-month recovery. It probably knocks him out of any of the tournaments he wanted to play this year. And will we get any updates? Will we see him? These are all unknowns.
Yeah.
My guess is he'll tell us when he feels like it, you know.
Kind of like when, you know, they'll tell us when they have come to some sort of agreement. It's all very strange. And a part of it is, you know, where the money comes from on the Saudi side. It's just, let's leave it right there. We're going to go to Scottie Scheffler. He won so much last year. And you've written about that. Now, that's why I bring it up. He's nowhere near the Scottie Scheffler that he was. That's kind of not fair. But should you come back so soon? Is anything of his game the way it is now a part of the injury on the hand? I can't imagine not.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I'm sure this. It's hard when we compare to the year before, and he had such a great year.
Mm-hmm.
And we look up, and at this time last year, he had two wins, and at this time this year, he doesn't have any. But he's also got a couple of less tournaments under his belt because of that injury. He didn't play the Century. He didn't play the Amex. And so if you look at it that way, his first two tournaments back were, I believe it was he played at Pebble Beach and he played at Phoenix. And so it's almost like, you know, he's a couple of tournaments behind in trying to get his, you know, his game dialed in. And, you know, from what I've seen the last few weeks, I saw him at Torrey. I went to Arnold Palmer and the Players. And I don't think he's very far off. I think his putting isn't quite up to the same level it was in winning those first two events last year in Florida. He had made a putting change last year to a mallet putter, and it kind of worked right away. He putted great. But, you know, he's also got what? He's got a couple of, in five starts, he's got three top 11 finishes. It's not like he's fallen off the earth.
Yeah.
So I do think we probably have to allow a little, we have to allow for the fact that was he going to win seven times again this year? Probably not. Is there a chance that he has another great year still? Absolutely. If he let's say he wins two majors and one other tournament, I think everybody would be pretty much on board with the idea that was a great year.
Yeah.
If he gets past, you know, into the late part of the year and he hasn't won, then those questions will start to mount. My guess is his frustration level will ramp up because, you know, he expects to win. He's really hard on himself and he set a pretty high standard. That's, you know, maybe that's the problem with having such a great year like that.
I think that's a big part of it. Plus, I mean, your hands are some of your most important golf. You know, you have your clubs, you've got your gloves, but your hands feel everything. And, they're so important. Hesitation. I just, you know, I think about that all the time. So we definitely have to give him a break. He wants to take care of that hand, and he wants to play well at the same time. And that all makes sense. The other person who is injured and trying to get back is Xander Schauffele. And he's also having problem because wasn't it his hip?
It was his ribs. Yeah.
Ribs, there we go.
On the right side. You know, that's no joke, right? Sometimes that sort of thing, you know, the intercostal thing, you know, that'll keep a baseball player out for months. You know, and if you're swinging a golf club, I can't imagine that is much easier. So he was out for 2 months. He missed, maybe 3 or 4 tournaments he would have played. He just came back 2 weeks ago. He's way behind, you know, where he was last year at this time and feeling ready for the Masters, say, or the play. You know, the Players was his second tournament back. He couldn't have felt like he was going into there very prepared. Now he's having a pretty good week this week at the Valspar. He made the cut and he's up high on the leaderboard. I don't think he's teed off yet today, but you know he was in the top 5 to start the day, so that's a good sign, you know. And then it's interesting to see if he'll play again before the Masters. But you know clearly he's sort of racing to get caught up, and you know he shot 81 Sunday at the Players. He had a couple of high rounds at Bay Hill. These guys have such high standards that really frustrates them. But when you think about it, you know, he was probably on his couch for a month where he could not swing a club. And I'm not even sure how much exercise he could do.
Probably none.
You know, so you're kind of, you know, yeah, you know, you're kind of having to get, you know, he said before he played the Arnold Palmer, he practiced and he was told that he couldn't injure it, but he was told to not overdo it. He only played one 18-hole round before the Arnold Palmer. And maybe he had played another 9 holes like on a small course. He basically just hit balls. I mean, that's not a whole lot of prep going into one of the hardest golf courses they play all year. And you got to understand that. And I'm sure he does that. His short game was going to suffer. He hadn't been hitting chip shots and you know pitch shots out of difficult rough under pressure in a long time. You know, and you just kind of got to get that back. And hopefully this weekend now we're seeing that coming back for him.
Yeah, and in the interview room, I loved what he said. Really humbling, this whole experience, right?
He called his game last weekend, he called it gross. And, I was like, you know, it's all a matter of perspective, man. It looks pretty good to us. So, but, of course, this is a guy who won 2 majors, and he won 2 majors by being really, really dialed in and knowing where the ball was going. And I'm sensing he didn't know. He was frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, you know, we haven't had a conversation in so long. I forgot how we could talk for an hour and a half, the whole show. But I'm going to close on this one. When you wrote, Victor Hovland is high on the leaderboard at the Valspar, having made another coaching change earlier this week. It's the first time he's made the cut in an event that has had, won this. So what is up with him and coaches? That's where I was going. You know, he seems to, like, trade them like jackets.
Yeah, it's... you know, I'm not so sure that's a great recipe for success, to be honest with you, because, you know, when you're searching to that level, it's hard to get comfortable. You know, you don't want to have that stress. But he's one of those guys who's very, very in tune with, he wants to know where the ball's going. He wants a certain shot shape. When he aims left and wants it to curve right, that's what he expects to see. And when it doesn't happen, that means he feels like his swing is off. And he's gone back to Grant Waite, who's he was a former tour pro, and he worked with him a year ago. And then he left him and he went back to his old coach who he had left at the end of 2023, which was bizarre when you consider how great 2023 was. He won the tour championship. He was the FedEx champion. He won the Memorial. He had a great year. He was awesome at the Ryder Cup for Europe. And then he changes coaches at the end of the year. You know, and then, wow, it's kind of not a surprise, and maybe some things weren't the same. And then out of nowhere, he finished his third at the PGA Championship last year, having brought back the old coach. That guy's name is Joe Mayo. And then by the end of the year, he got away from him again. So, yeah, he's been changing coaches, and he even admitted, I was there yesterday when he finished, and he said, look, I didn't feel very good about my game on Wednesday. I had a lot of bad shots in the pro-am, and I kind of hung, managed to hang in there yesterday, meaning the first round Thursday, shot 70. And then he had a good score yesterday, and he started to feel better about things. Now, look, he's got 36 holes to go. Are you going to be able to keep it going? It's always a tough – that's a tough thing. That's why they play 72 holes. There's a big mental hurdle for him to overcome. He had a long time to think about it. Does he feel comfortable today, playing the last group even?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's one thing to shoot a 62, and then you think about the fact that you've shot a 62, and will you be able to – play well the next round? I mean, so many guys come back with a 72 after a 62. So that must haunt you as well. It's just like so many things are going on in the mind.
Yep.
It's like, can you be back on like in the next month, or are you going to be too busy?
No, I'm happy to.
Oh.
Yeah, let me know. I'm happy to try to do it.
That would be great. Absolutely fabulous. Always speaking with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, member of the Golf Writers Association of America. Bob Herrig is a golf writer. He writes for Sports Illustrated. He's got two books that you should check out. And I wanted to ask you if you're writing another one, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, and Tiger and Phil, Most Fascinating Rivalry. It's all about their squabbles, their duels, their softening toward each other, and their excellence. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha. Okay, we got Corey Kozuma, and wow, Corey, I am so excited for you. We'll be back with Corey Kozuma, head teaching professional, Mid-Pacific Country Club, after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it's like having an insurance in your garage. It's Aloha Power's Honda generator sale. And we have specials in every size. You get $200 off. And then you also get the free extended warranty worth another $250. So that $200 off on a Honda EU 2200. And then the free extended warranty. That's worth almost $500. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, and you need power on your job site, right? Or how about at home? Having it in a garage, it doesn't have to be a giant generator. It can be just something that keeps the lights on, because it's really uncomfortable with all of a sudden everything goes down in the house and you're like, uh-oh, what do I do now? So we ship off island and new shipments arrive daily, and we're open Monday through Saturday. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And now, our Player of the Year, the Aloha Section PGA Player of the Year, Corey Kozuma. He is, of course, the head teaching professional at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Corey.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here. You tell us how you got into golf.
Well, I got into golf by chance, actually. My parents didn't play the sport. My grandfather played sparingly. And one day, my dad just got a generic set of clubs. I grew up right above Bayview Golf Course. Uh-huh. And he asked if I wanted to go to the range. I said yes. We went down there, and I was hooked.
Wow. When you said yes, was it because you wanted to go golf or you wanted to hang out with your dad?
Yeah, I mean, I think hanging out with my dad was a big part of it. He was a basketball coach.
Ooh, yeah.
Before I was born. And so my sports, you know, I played basketball growing up, played soccer. And I just thought it was different. And you know, just it was a weekend. We weren't doing anything, and and it just kind of took off from there.
Right on. That's awesome, because you after that really devoted yourself. You attended Iolani High School, then you played collegiately at University of Hawaii Hilo, turned professional in 2016, completed the Class A PGA certification in 2023. TPI level 1 certified. You coach all levels of golfers, from juniors to beginners to advanced. That's a total commitment to the game. And do you play competitively?
Yes, I do, as much as I can.
I'm sorry, I lost my connection with you. Could you repeat that for me?
Oh, yes, I do. I do play competitively as much as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. I know the Aloha Section has different tournaments, but how much practice do you have time for yourself?
You know, I'm fortunate with my setup at Mid Pacific Country Club, and you know, they support me and my goals and what I want to do. So I usually have a little time, you know, each day to at least touch a golf club.
Yeah.
Whether it's putting, you know, a little short game, hitting some balls, or maybe getting in a few holes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Awesome. So you also, of course, people can come in, and can they take lessons, or do you need to be a member there?
Typically, you need to be a member. There are special cases if, you know, you are referred by a member, or, you know, if we do have openings, but our members do take priority.
Well, I'll just have to ask my sister to refer me over. Hey, Michelle. okay, so I like the way you handle this. You help your players achieve their goals, improving their game, and this is great, to break 100, to break 80, to break 90, you know, it's exactly, I don't feel intimidated now if I go in and hang out with you and you teach me how to break 100.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the teaching definitely has to be catered to the individual based on, you know, what their goals are and how much time they have to, you know, dedicate to practicing and to playing the game. So, you know, it can be as technical as an advanced player, or it can be as simple as just the basic fundamentals.
Yeah, yeah, all of that. Do you do playing lessons?
I do, yes.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice. You get on the golf course and, you know, you're not on the range. Everybody watching you fail.
It's such a underrated thing, I think, getting on course, because, you know, when you sit on the driving range, there's really no consequence. You just kind of sit there and hit ball after ball. But, you know, when you're on the golf course, after you hit it, you have to go find it and try to hit it again.
Yeah.
So it's a good way for me to see everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. I get it. So you also, you can go into improve your short game, have more fun, and just getting started, avoiding embarrassment on the first tee, learn the basics, get comfortable for business golf. So important.
It is. Golf, it fits a lot of different molds and serves a lot of different purposes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I am, when did you find out you were going to be Player of the Year, Aloha Section PGA Player of the Year? And we must have the number of head professionals in the state and players in the state who are professional, you are at the top of the list.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that, you know, I have the flexibility that Mid Pacific allows me, to play and compete in the events. A lot of, you know, my fellow PGA professionals don't have that luxury just because of, you know, the requirements they have at work or even family things.
Yeah.
But I usually find out at the end of the year. So I think typically the last tournament that you can earn points for Player of the Year is the Hawaii State Open, which is usually in December. And so pretty much after that, you can check the points list, which is on our website.
So you can, it's not like you're sitting in the dark until somebody makes a phone call and says, "Hi, is this Corey Kozuma?" And that you say, "Yes." "We want to tell you, you are Player of the Year." That's what I was thinking. But that's cool. It's really nice meeting you. And I'm serious about asking my sister. She's a member. And so that would be fun. Or ask her husband, you know. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, just maybe thank you, Danielle, for, you know, for what you do with, you know, your show and all you do to support golf here in Hawaii.
Far out. Wow. Thank you. This is Corey Kozuma. He's the head teaching professional, Mid-Pacific Country Club. He is Aloha Section PGA's Player of the Year. And of course, you know, take advantage if you're a member. Go. I mean, business golf, playing with friends, with the girlfriends, you know, it's a giggle fest if you're all about, you know, if you're not breaking 100. I'm not breaking 100, okay? So it's just a lot of fun with friends, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Those are the most important things to think about, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there definitely is an intimidation factor, especially when you're seeking out help for golf and you're not sure. But, you know, I think part of our job as, you know, teaching professionals is to help you feel a little bit more comfortable, get you a little bit more ready to face, you know, those feelings that you'll feel when you step up on the first tee, or whether you have a putt on the last hole to break 100 or break 90. And that's the best part of the game.
Right on. Corey, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I hope you'll be on sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Danielle.
Awesome. Thank you. We're going to come back. Claude Brousseau calling in from Maui, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Golf Channel Academy. Are you a Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Claude?
Not anymore. So the program with the Golf Channel has been postponed, let's see.
Okay, yeah, put on hold. We always like to say that. Yeah, it's put on hold, and then it'll come back when they're ready. You Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State, 2015-2008, Teacher of the Year, Aloha Section PGA, 2016 Horton Smith Award. Yeah, you were Teacher of the Year for at the Aloha Section PGA, so you know what it's like to get that award. It must be thrilling.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So especially if you have it twice. So the first time was in 2008, and the next time was 2015.
Wow.
And then the Golf Digest, you know, number one in the States since 2019. So life has been pretty good with golf.
Right on. Yes, I think it's been very good for Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. He's a Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, V1 sports ambassador, has the Horton Smith Award. Bottom line is the Bill Strawborg Award recipient and two-time Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. The bottom line is that, you know, when you go see Claude, He's been doing so many different things that he'll be able to help you pinpoint some of the things that you want to do and how to get it done. And that's really important. Everybody has a strength and everybody has a weakness. And so you want to, you know, I know we play to our strengths and that's a good thing, but you want to get that weakness out, because if it ever comes where you are like sitting there going, oh God, I'm going to have to, and then all of a sudden you can't play anymore, because that's called stinking thinking. And Claude, let me shut up and let's get into it with you. What is the most important thing for you? The quick tips to play better golf.
Yes. So the most important thing, Danielle, is for the golfer to be aware of what they do when they play well. Most of them, they will do a good shot, and then they will say, oh, I'm just supposed to do it. And then if you ask the golfer, how did you really produce that golf shot, or they will say, I don't know. So the first thing, we want to make sure that they know what they do when they play well. Now, let's say a quick tip to play better golf on the green. The intention has to be to roll the ball in the hole versus putting for not missing it.
Oh, yes.
That's a big difference in the mindset. I see many golfers, they say, Claude, I'm not really good at 3-4 footer. I say, what's your mindset? Well, I don't want to miss it. So, whoops, we need to help you with you want to make it, and then prepare and, you know, go. Then the other thing in putting, I think it's very important for the players to know how far they want to roll the ball. So the distance from the hole to the ball or the ball to the hole is very important in putting, because it will be like the rest of the game. You will never play a shot without knowing how far you want the ball to go. However, many golfers that I see when they come and we help them with their putting, after they did their shot, I will ask the question, did you know how far the hole was from the ball? No. But I say, you know what? If you don't put real, let's say it's a 15-footer in your head, your brain will take a distance. You may not like it because your brain will think it's 8-footer. So what I suggest is space your putt. That's quickly done. When you go on the course, you park the cart at the height of the flag, like, you know, and then you go at the hole first, then you walk back to your ball, pay attention to other people, obviously, but now every pace is, let's say, roughly 3 feet, so 5 pace is 15-footer, then that's real. The putt has to be, the ball has to roll 15 feet here. So I suggest doing a practice swing, but while too many golfers, while they're doing the practice swing, Daniel, when they putt, they look down. They look at the ball or at their feet, and they do a practice swing to make sure the technique is good. They need to avoid that in the future. They do a practice swing to gauge how big the swing needs to be for that 15-footer. So they need to keep their eyes on the hole while they're doing the practice swing.
Yes. When you throw a ball, you look at your recipient or, you know, where you want the ball to go as you toss it. And so you're keeping your eyes on the ball. And same thing with your golf. You want to keep your eye not on the ball. You want to keep it on the hole because that helps your brain. But I love the idea. A lot of people don't know distance. You know, they don't they don't know feet. How many feet is it? You say it's a 15-footer. So I really like your idea about getting people to get the feel, you know, and really know what a 15-footer is and how much muscle to put into it.
Exactly, because like you said, Daniel, so eloquently, is if you throw a ball, you don't measure necessarily, but your eyes, your visual system give you the distance. So with practicing at that, I would suggest you could put some ball at different distances, let's say 6, 9, 12, and then you do that routine, and then you build a memory bank of how much energy you need in the putter head to roll the ball in the hole. I have an example here. I had the players. I say, okay, sir, do your routine. Then he does his putt. Then I say, sir, how far was the hole? He says, 30 feet. We walk, it was 30 feet. We go back to the original position, Daniel. I say, sir, the hole is 90 feet from us. I just said that, put the ball there. He executed his putt. He stopped the ball 2 inches from the hole.
Oh.
Yes, I'm not kidding you. This is a very, very powerful tool for controlling your distance.
Yeah, I mean, that's painful. It hurt me. 2 inches? Oh, you're kidding. It's like watching that on television when one of the professionals, they do it too. I mean, you know, you got to read so much of this, what the, you know, angle is, and is it up or down, and adjust your, you know, how hard you hit it, all of that. I mean, Claude, you teach so much to so many people. I love this statement, a bad shot doesn't exist. It's a learning shot. Adjust on the next one.
Yeah, because what happened, golfer, I always share with the golfer, you need to be smart with yourself, not hard on yourself. Okay, so you don't want to build like a negative spiral of, I'm not good, and that's me, I'm missing everything. Just learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And be factual. Okay, the ball is 30 yards right of my target. Why? And learn from it and adjust on the next one.
That's nice. Yeah, that's beautiful. And then another one is, missing shots is part of playing golf. Don't let one missed shot ruin your total round. That's it.
But yeah, Danielle, it's kind of playing golf. Yeah, you miss shots. It's like you play tennis. You're lucky you get two serve. In golf, we got only one. Then I had this gentleman yesterday, and he says, he was playing in the club championship, and he had the first bad hole, and he says, I couldn't recover from it. But I said, okay, you need a long-term memory for the good shot and a very short one for the not so good.
You didn't call it bad. You call it not so good.
Yes, because Danielle, it's so important that I always share with the golfer, on every shot, the first thing you should do is find something good about it. What did you do good? You must have done at least one thing good, meaning like, okay, at least you were 100% present maybe on the shot. Maybe your aiming was good, whatever that is. So the first reflex after every shot, find something good about it. Second, find what could you have done better. Okay, let's mm-hmm. see, slice the heck out of it. Oh, okay, I need to get better at controlling my club face. How I will control my club face? Okay, hands and wrist control club face. So on the next shot, you do a practice swing. Be aware of what do you do with that club face. Then you go and play. That's a better play, too. That's a better way to play golf.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking with Claude Brousseau, the first recipient of the Claude Brousseau Golf and Academic Award in 2022. Kalia Rouleau of Maui just received a full scholarship at MIT. Tell us about Malia.
This is, Danielle, this is the reward of what I do as a coach, is helping people to achieve better thing in golf, obviously, but especially kids, to help them get ahead in life, and golf is a good way to do that. So Kalia is just, I remember when I started with her, like, she was shy, not expressing herself that much, and then she just grew in the 5-6 years, and then she's very smart, she's very disciplined, she was a runner, she won many prizes in the state of Hawaii, and then very smart, working hard. Last summer, during the summer, she took a collegial course online, even if she's just in high school. But now, isn't it fantastic that now she got a full ride to MIT?
Yes. Her parents are extremely excited.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And then, but through golf, Kalia realized that, okay, she's responsible. She's accountable for the shot. She missed it. She cannot blame the wind, the club. I say, who swung here? That's you, okay? So you need to do something different. Then golf helped everybody, but for junior, it's great because it showed them self-discipline, perseverance, be motivated to achieve a goal, get off of using only your thumb on the phone, but use the rest of your body to do another sport. And I'm just so happy for her and her parents, obviously.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic talking with you. It's the optimism that we need to have in life. We need to think positive, and so much time is spent thinking negative. It's funny how we have a low self-esteem by nature. I'm not sure where it comes from, but a lot of people do. And we just don't have confidence in ourselves. And golf can really give your kid confidence. So take them, get them enrolled, you know, in a golf program. It's really important. And thank you to Claude Brousseau, Director of Player Development at Wailea, PGA Master, Golf Digest Instructor, V1 Sport Coach Ambassador, and Talent Contributor, Sports Illustrated Talent Contributor, Sportsbox AI Certified, Flight Scope Certified, Aimpoint Level 3 Certified, Vision 54 Authorized Coach. So you see, if you go to Claude, you're going to tell him, I really want to do this. I want to do Vision 54. And or whatever it was that I mentioned, or something else that may be on your mind, and he'll be able to help you. Claude, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you very much, Danielle, for every opportunity to share my passion with golf with your listener. And aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back with Elisa Godet. Yes, it is time for the 10th Women's Golf Day celebration. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
And it's Aloha Power's Honda generator sale. We have specials in every size, you know it. And if you get one of the Honda EU 2200, you get $200 off, and you'll get the free extended warranty, which is worth another $250. So weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. You need power on your job site to do all of that? Hey, if you need to keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark, unfortunately, hey, go down to Aloha Power's Honda generator sale. And hey, if you would really like to make sure that you don't run out of power in your house when the power goes out, and it happens occasionally, you never know, where you could get a lot of rain, get a lot of wind, and then all you have to do is go, the generator, my Honda generator. You want them? We got them. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Open Monday through Saturday. The only day they're closed is Sunday. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Elisa Godet, founder and organizer, Women's Golf Day. You can find her at womensgolfday.com. I can't believe 10 years. Elisa, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. I mean,
you've been there since the beginning, so it's hard to believe. 10 years.
10
gone
years.
By in a flash.
Wow. You're also executive president and executive golf international author. You're an author, Two Good Rounds book series, passionate about growing the game. Of course you are. And getting women in the game. Have you noticed how many more women in the last 10 years are playing this game?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of factors that I think contribute to that. You know, one being COVID, people had time.
Yes.
Believe it or not, me too. And things like that, you know.
Yeah.
We just had an event for International Women's Day. We started this thing called Signature Series, where they're like a bigger event. But we, because International Women's Day fell on March 8th, we had it Saturday morning. Who would have ever... Saturday morning, we had our group playing. That would have never happened a couple of years ago. I feel like it was a hard thing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And now Women's Golf Day, events celebrating women and girls playing golf, learning the skills that last a lifetime, but also, you know, celebrating women, just women in the game, and Women's Golf Day, you've made it very good. So it's not one day. It's May 27th through June 3rd.
Correct. Yeah, it's a week. It's the last Tuesday in May to the first Tuesday in June each year. And that gives the golf courses plenty of time to pick a day that works best for them, which, you know, over the years, we, as it grew, that was more of what we heard from the marketplace, that they wanted to have a little more flexibility.
Right. It makes total sense to be able to do what they can do because they wanted to do it, but they needed to have some breathing room, some room to make adjustments. So what is the Women's Golf Day event? The registration information, all of that is available online. And this is basically for the golf courses. And I know Hawaii Golf Courses really got involved the last time. And tell me more about that.
Right. So right now we're asking all of the golf courses to, you know, come to go onto the platform and register to host an event. They decide if it's public or private, if the cost that they would, you know, how much they want to charge is their own business for the day. We give them a digital marketing kit and all the things that they need to run a successful event. A lot of these pros at any golf facility could do this with their eyes shut, because the first 2 hours, women are either playing like a nine-hole shotgun scramble, and women that are new to the game are taking lessons, of which the pro at the club will host, and then they're having a social component for 2 hours. So if they want to have a lunch or at the end of the day, drinks,
yeah,
whatever they want to do. We encourage a speaker charity. They can, you know, do as much as they like, but you know, it's entirely up to them. They can make money and get more members, but we have extensively expanded our platform. So it has, it's really becoming a resource for men and women, anybody. So beyond that 1 week, the rest of the year, they have a location page. It's kind of like a Facebook page type of thing.
Yeah.
But it has a link to tee times, to lessons, to club fitting, anything that they might do. So it's, you know, when people go there to look, they can find what's going on in their area.
Yeah.
These clubs.
Yeah, there was the Women's Golf Day, I don't remember the year. It just kind of went out of my mind. But it was on Tuesday, June 1st. And in Hawaii, there were six Women's Golf Day locations. On Kauai, it was the Ocean Course at Hokuala and the Princeville Makai Golf Club. On Oahu, it was Pearl Country Club. On Maui, the Waiahu Municipal Golf Course. And two at Kapalua Golf. So, you know, it's awesome. And you still have the same website, womensgolfday.com. So the golf courses would register, and how do they go about doing that?
It's right on the website. There is a button and a link. It's a couple different places, but it's pretty prominent, that says register your location.
Right here.
And when you look on, yeah, on the homepage even, if you scroll over to the left, there's a picture of two women. That's where, like, a consumer would go in and find information. And on the right, it's a picture of a golf course. If you hover over it, it turns colored and, you know,
yeah,
from black and white to color. And that's where all of the information was, also best practices and lots of things. And I'm going to assume that a lot of the locations on the islands are run by PGA pros, and they have all sort of received an email, too, with, like, I know, a code.
Right.
So I can share that with you, and you can share it with them, with the golf courses on the island. So a code that they can get, you know, the big package for a discounted price.
Yes, yes.
I want them all year round.
Yeah. So the website to go to is womensgolfday.com. Like WOMENS golfday.com. Very simple. You go there and you look at the registration. Now, the ramping up and getting the courses registered for the WGD 2025, our 10th anniversary, there are, you know, lots of golf courses. But can I mention what the discount is, or would you rather they find out when they go?
No, if the golf course wants to, I mean, I think we already sent you an email, but sure, it's PGA VIP 25.
Right. So if they get that code and use that code, so if you listening at a golf course, the code PGA VIP 25 when you're registering, you put that in, and the $350 package is $159. For people
right.
who put that PGA VIP 25 code in. So that is fantastic. I remember.
It's for all year, so they know that it's a full year. You know, it's a January to December platform. So I always like to say, if somebody comes in and buys a sweater, you've already won.
Yeah.
We all know how it works at the golf clubs.
That's wonderful. So Women's Golf Day. Depending on what day you want to use it, the time, May 27 to June 3rd, and that's Tuesday to Tuesday, Women's Golf Day, events celebrating women and girls playing golf and learning the skills that last a lifetime. And you can find those event information, all about it, at womensgolfday.com. I was wondering about... the one person academy at evianresort.com. Can you tell me more
yes.
about Evian Resort?
Well, Evian is one that's been on, I've been doing it pretty much since we started as well. And we actually use that. We've made a sample page to show people because, you can see that it's just a phenomenal location. It's in Evian, France. They host the Evian Championship, which is one of the majors.
Yeah.
For women's professional golf, but they have a Ledbetter Academy. They have lessons there as well as you can find tee time. But that just really shows all of the functionality that a golf course can promote. And then, especially I imagine a lot of them on the islands as well are have a resort component. So there's even they can post a stay and play. All the links go to the courses website, so as long as that's updated, this will constantly be updated. And since we have so many in the ecosystem there, I think it seems to come up when people are searching around.
Yeah.
And I encourage women and men and people that want to go, especially if you want to participate in an event, just as it gets a little closer, probably I would say late April, start to see it a lot more populated. Everybody kind of gets on board. Not always in January, we'd like them to, but more and more people are realizing the importance. And it's not just that it's a feel good, but the economic influence and everything else that comes with having more women involved, whether that's juniors or getting the family involved. And our campaign this year is Bring a Friend. So every year, last year was Get Social on and off the course. So we have a theme, and our digital day is the last Tuesday, the first day that we kick off that week. So online, you'll see a lot of great content from our partners and just interesting, fun things just to keep people engaged and interested. And more importantly, that, like this year, bringing a friend, because let's say we all have a friend we wish played golf.
Yeah, because we want them to be with us when we go out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is, I think you'll like this. Every morning I do the tee times that are available. And at Wailea, on the blue course, there was an 8:50. I'm not sure if it's still open, and 9:10, 11:50. And then I'm told which groups are going to be on the golf course. And at Wailea Blue, the Women Mean Business group are going out. And
love
they,
that.
Yes, isn't it?
Love
and
they, hearing that.
And they go out frequently, you know. It's a lot of fun. And they and I love how people come up with, you know, there's the bean counters. By the way, there's a movie location scouting party at Poipu. They won't tell us what movie it is, but they, you know, the bird watchers are out at Makalei. So we have a lot of folks who just really get into this game here in Hawaii, and the Women's Golf Day will be one of those events that they can get into. And the Evian, I'd love to go there. They have driving range, practice bays, golf instruction, junior programs. Is that everything? Custom club fittings that you can get at the Evian Resort?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think, you know, the ones that the resorts that are kind of multifaceted, when they, exactly how you're finding out, when they fill it out, they can see, you know, everything that people have. I think a lot of people want to travel. I mean, I'm sure people come to Hawaii, people leave Hawaii, you know, to go visit different places. I think there's lots of amazing, fascinating places. And I will say we really upped our game. We partnered with Golf Breaks. So we have a whole travel section on our website. So like all the things that we heard people are kind of interested in, we're just trying to create less fragmentation and a kind of one-stop shop. A lot of it is redirecting people. So whether it's, you know, but trying to do it with the best resources that we have. And obviously, you know, we're partnered with the PGA of America, the USGA, and the RNA. So they've been wonderful. You know, I think we help spread what their message and what they're trying to do. And, you know, like anything, when we all work together, it definitely works a lot better.
Exactly. Women's Golf Day is a day that a facility would choose between May 27th and June 3rd. And to find all of this out, you just go to womensgolfday.com. And, you know, you register to be a location, and then when you do that, you'll hear from, of course, the folks at Women's Golf Day, and they'll be giving you information. They'll answer your questions so that you can get an idea of what you're supposed to do and how you do it. And by the way, if you register and you become, you know, the WGD 2025 member, so to speak, you will get a code, PGA VIP 25. And the package goes from $350 to $159. So it's a great thing to do, and you get the women coming over to your course if they aren't already. You know, Elisa Godet, we need to talk more often. It's it's been years. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Lost for a second.
I thought I lost you. Okay, we've been having some in and out issues. Sound comes in, some doesn't. So our Elisa Godet, founder and organizer of Women's Golf Day, it's all at womensgolfday.com, president, Executive Golf International, author of Two Good Rounds. It's a book series. Passionate about growing the game, indeed she is. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, Elisa.
Thank you very much. And really appreciate it.
Yeah,
always great talking to you.
And what I was saying is you've got to be on more often. It's been years since we've had a conversation.
I know. It is. It's good. Like I said, it keeps flying by.
So let's not make it another years before we talk. Let's do it more.
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Yeah, maybe even next month, getting closer to Women's Golf Day. Thank you.
Yeah, I would love to. We'll see what Hawaii courses are on board and work on that and get some activation there.
Right on. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. We're going to come back after this. And Julie Brooks, head coach, women's golf, University of Hawaii at Manoa. Indeed, she is shepherding her team, and we'll tell you all about it next. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What
is up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Julie Brooks, head coach, women's golf, University of Hawaii at Manoa. Julie's been head coach at UH Manoa since 2022. Before joining UH Athletics, she coached other collegiate teams, won multiple honors, including the 2007 and 2008 Big West Coach of the Year. And before that, she played on the Futures Golf Tour for three seasons. All right, so she was going to try to be on the show, and I was really looking forward to hearing the team in the background because I knew they'd be excited, but it's not possible. So I just want to tell you about the 2025 Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational. That's, of course, coming up this coming week, March 24th and to the 22nd. I make that March 24th through the 26th. It'll be contested on Maui for the first time in the event's 39-year history. It's hosted by the University of Hawaii. 17 women's college golf teams from 10 states are competing. It's all happening at the Royal Ka'anapali, and we've got Arkansas State, BYU, Cal Poly, Denver, Fresno State, Gonzaga, Hawaii, of course, Mercer, Montana State, Oregon State, Sacramento State, Sam Houston State, San Diego State, Seattle, UC Davis, UC Riverside, and Washington. 17 teams from around the country are coming in to play. It's March 24 through the 26th. And Ro'oka'anapali is, well, Lahaina is your destination, and you'll want to go to the Ro'oka'anapali golf course to see. The format is 54 holes, 18 holes each day, 5 count 4. Tee times, 8 a.m., 8 Hawaii Standard Time. Shotgun start each day. The yardage is 6,013, and live scoring at scoreboard. If you wanted to, let's say you're listening out of Hawaii, and you want to follow one of your teams, scoreboard. It's in big blue letters, and it's in caps. I'm not sure you have to put it in caps when you do that. So that's what's happening on Maui, and it's so cool. Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational, March 24th through the 26th. And it's being contested on Maui for the first time in the 39-year history. So they're very excited. Hey, if you'd like to go play a round of golf today, we've got some tea times for you. We've got the Macaulay tea time of 9:16 and 10:30. I'm focusing on the later times. Volcano Golf Club, it was 56 degrees early this morning, probably still is. There's a 9:24 and a 10:48. The Jack and Jill group going out there. And the Bird Watchers are at Macaulay. They're playing, but you could play at 9:16 and 10:30 this morning. Let's see, at Poipu, there's an 11 o'clock and an 11:30. Kauai Lagoons has a 10:08. That's where the Bean Counters are playing. And let's see now. Pearl Country Club has a 9:18 and a 10:10. Hawaii Kai has a 10:20. We've got a Turtle Bay, 9:50 and 10:30, and that's where the Sand Fleas are playing. The Raw Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:52, close to 9, a 9:28, and a 10:38. The Lost Boys are on the golf course. Eva Beach, there's a 9:26, and Swamp Kings. You know, where do these people get? I love these names. Swamp Kings, Lost Boys, Sand Fleas. All of this is on Oahu. Bayview, 9:40, 10:30. And the Hawaii Prince has a 9:30 as well. And now we go to Maui, where the Gold Course has a 9:20 and a 10 o'clock. The Emerald Course has a 9:50 and a 10:20. And on the Blue Course, there's a 9:10 and an 11:50. And that's where Women Mean Business. That's where they're playing, yeah. And we've got the Men's Club out on the golf course today. Kapalua, there's an 8:56, 9:12. Kind of late, unless you live really close by. And the Bay Course has a 10:10. The Richmond Clinic folks are out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time you're on the golf course. That's what we got going on as far as tea times. I wasn't sure when to mention this, but it hit me because I kind of grew up George Foreman. He took the idea of self-improvement, I like how the writer put this, to nearly absurd extremes. He was not so much interested in transforming himself as he was in outright reinvention. Because, and I didn't know this, he was born poor and raised hungry. This is the part. He remembered nursing tiny bites of a shared hamburger as a child. And that began a lifelong food fetish. He died famously wealthy and well-fed, at least, perhaps best known as the grinning pitchman for a kitchen appliance that actually cooked those hamburgers. Do you know that George Foreman Grill sold 100 million pieces? 100 million of the grills went out for George Foreman, the salesman. Of course, he was also an incredible fighter. But that was the least ironic of his many conversions. In between, he was a novice roughneck who somehow won an Olympic gold medal. He was a fearsome pugilist turned preacher. He was a high school dropout who became a centimillionaire entrepreneur. And of course, he was the undisciplined wild man who became a heavyweight champion twice. George Foreman passed at the age of 76 yesterday. His family let us know. Okay, I'm always looking for the forecast. And today, when I went to find the forecast, I found, I found 8, 9 forecasts for Oahu. And so I'm going to run through a few. I'm not sure if I've got enough time to do them all. But the Honolulu Metro forecast is sunny, isolated showers in the morning, high around 84, easterly winds 10 to 15, and a chance of rain 20%. That's for today. That's in Honolulu and Waikiki. That's your forecast. If you live in Hawaii Kai, Aina Haina, Kahala, Your forecast for East Honolulu, mostly sunny, isolated showers in the morning, high 78 to 84, easterlies 10 to 15, a chance of rain, 20%. Eva Plain, including Kapolei, it's going to be sunny today, high 76 to 84, easterly winds, around 10 miles per hour, and it doesn't have, you know, what chance of rain it is until Sunday. And then Sunday, there's a chance of rain at 30%. Ko'olau, leeward, includes Nu'uanu, Manoa, and Palolo. Have you ever heard forecasts this directed? Like, okay, now we're at Ko'olau, leeward, Nu'uanu, Manoa, and Palolo. So that's the valleys. Mostly sunny, scattered showers in the morning, and then isolated showers in the afternoon. High between 72 and 83, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 40%. Now, up Mauka, there's going to be some rain maybe, so if you're going to play golf, you know, like in Manoa, this is really, really good. Here we go, Olomana, Kailua, Kaneohe, Waimanalo. So mostly sunny, scattered showers in the morning, and then isolated showers in the afternoon. High 76 to 83, winds easterly 10 to 15, and chance of rain 30%. And so chance of rain 40% for Nu'uanu, Manoa, and Palolo. It doesn't say how much rain. Sorry. Central Oahu, including Mililani, Wahiawa, Pearl City. It's going to be sunny today. Isolated showers in the morning. High between 77 and 83. Easterly winds 10 miles per hour. Oh my goodness, I'm not going to get everybody's in. All right, Central Oahu, Mililani, Wahiawa, Pearl City. Sunny, isolated showers in the morning. High 77 to 83. Easterlies 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain. And Waianae, sunny, that's Nanakuli, Waianae, Makaha, sunny, isolated showers in the afternoon, high 81 to 86, easterly winds to 10, shifting to the south in the afternoon. See how important this is? Chance of rain, 20%, because it tells everybody a little bit different. Oahu's North Shore, Waialua, Haleiwa, Pupukea, sunny, high 77 to 84, easterly winds up to 15. That was nice and light. Ko'olau windward, so Kahuku, La'ie, Punalu'u, Kahalu'u, Ahui Manu. Partly sunny with scattered showers in the morning, then mostly sunny with isolated showers in the afternoon. High 74 to 85, easterlies 10 to 15, chance of rain 40%. And for, let's see, Hawaii Kai, Aina Haina, and Kahala, mostly sunny. That's East Honolulu. Isolated showers in the morning, high 78 to 84, easterlies 10 to 15, chance of rain 20%. I am so sorry that I didn't have some, you know, way to show you pictures. And the Eva Plain, you know, I already told you about the Eva Plain. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it up, except we need to thank the people who make this show possible. My guests, Julie Brooks, Elisa Godet, Claudia Brousseau. Claudia. It's Claude Brousseau, Corey Kozuma, and Bob Herrig. And now, thank you to Aloha Power. You make this show possible. The Honda generator sale is on at Aloha Power Equipment. We have specials in every size. You get $200 off on the Honda EU 2200 generators. Free extended warranty. That's worth another $250. You want them? We got them today. So get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday at Iwile next to the Costco gas station, as well as in Waipahu. And remember, it's like insurance. You've got your little generator for a small house or your big generator for something, you know, big. All right. And then, you know, when the power goes out, you just got to turn it on. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, health, friendship. Go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. You know, they can't find you without a sign. It's got to be a pretty bold, big sign, too, you know? So get in touch with the Honolulu Sign Company. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.